Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 25th of July, the festival of St James the Apostle. I'm Sarah and I'm the Vicar of St John's. James, whose festival it is today, along with his brother John, was one of the earliest disciples of Jesus and a core member of the 12 Apostles. He's the patron saint of Spain, and according to tradition, his remains are held in Santiago de Compostela in Galicia. And those of us who went on the diocesan pilgrimage a couple of years ago will have stood right by his tomb. James is sometimes called James the Great or the Greater, and this is to distinguish him from the other Apostle James, James the Less. And greater doesn't really mean more important, it means older or potentially taller. James was one of only three apostles whom Jesus selected to go up the mountain to see the Transfiguration. The Acts of the Apostles records that Herod the King, who we think is Herod Agrippa, had James executed by the sword. So today we'll think of St. James, keep St. James in our prayer, and if your name is James or Jim, happy feast day. It's good to have you with us. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St. John's community, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. In this week's service, we're going to look at a section of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and we'll consider the image he gives us of treasure in clay jars. Now, you may have seen, if you choose to put your names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, as John has done, bonjour to you, John, we will try to welcome you personally. And it also serves as a reminder of whom we are gathering here with today. If you can, please do stay with us right to the end of the service, and we'll have some photos from this morning at St. John's. So, who do we have online here today? Well, once again, Lou, you were the first one on the timeline. So great to see you. Loving that new Facebook photo. And of course, Rachel says hi too. So hello, Rachel. Great to see you both this morning. Ruth, hello and welcome to you. Richard, good afternoon to you. And Julie, so fantastic to see you. Welcome back. Hope you're well, and hope that the academic break is useful and helpful for you. I don't know how much of an academic break you get, but have been thinking of you. Bjorn, good nachmittag. It's brilliant to see you, Bjorn. Greetings to Bjorn in Lübeck. Yeah, it's been a good week. I hope everyone's had a good week. Got a little tired at the end of it, I don't mind saying. Lorna, Prenhonda, lovely to see you, Lorna, and great to have you with us. Thank you for all your work in the parish. Mary in Froome, good afternoon to you. Vanessa, it is indeed a sultry afternoon. Lovely to see you and Keith this morning. Thank you for sorting my cassock alb out and for singing today. Jordan and Amelia, all good wishes to you, thinking of you, and it's great to have you with us today as ever. Mary, hello to you. Sylvia, hello to you. And Sylvia, happy birthday this week. We're thinking of you. We will keep you in our thoughts and prayers. Elaine from Yorkshire, Great to see you, Elaine. I hope your week is good. Marta from Uruguay. Buenas tardes to you. I hope you're well. I hope your week was good. Thank you for the video. Really interesting. I had no idea that Frei Bentos as a brand came from Uruguay. And Frei, Friar, Bentos, Benedict. You all probably knew that. Maybe it was just me that didn't know. Thank you for the video. Chris, lovely to have you with us. Always, always. Our good friend Chris from St. Iltyd's. Bonjour, John. Comment ça va? Hope you are well. And Chris joins us, in fact, from Richmond, your first trip away. Yeah, it's good to get away. Thank you for joining us and tuning in whilst you're away. I hope you have a great time. Once again, a very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. So, Dorothy, we love you and we miss you. Christabel, absolutely the same. Marion and Oswald, it's great to have you with us. Hello, Troy, and to Emma. Both of you are in our hearts. Neither of you could come to St. John's today, and we hope to welcome you back very soon. Jane and all your friends, Joyce and Vernette, you are all welcome. Now, as well as being Sylvia's birthday this week, it's also Janie's birthday. Janie was with us this morning. Don't know whether she'll catch this, but happy birthday to you, Janie. We hope that you and Sylvia both have good birthdays. And Hugh, who is with us quite often on the live stream, Hugh and Rebecca, happy wedding anniversary. Hugh and Rebecca were married in St. John's 7 years ago this week. Amy in Hereford, just fabulous to see you again. I hope you're well. Hope you're enjoying that fair city of Hereford. Now, Elaine has retired. Lou says big congrats to Elaine on your retirement. Well, Elaine, I hope you have a great retirement. Now, brothers and sisters, we gather here today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins. Heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Now here's the collect. Merciful God, whose holy apostle Saint James, leaving his father and all that he had, was obedient to the calling of your Son, Jesus Christ, and followed him even to death. Help us, forsaking the false attractions of the world, to be ready at all times to answer your call without delay, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This week's reading comes from chapter 4 of St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and it's read for us today by Lorna.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 15. We have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So, death is at work in us, but life in you. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace as it extends to more and more people may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians was written when he was in Macedonia, probably sometime around 55 AD. St. Paul, of course, had helped to found the Christian presence in Corinth. He'd stayed there for about 18 months with them before continuing on in his missionary journeys. Word had reached Paul that not everything was well with the Corinthians. They'd argued amongst themselves. There were disputes over status and how they conducted themselves once they met together to worship. So Paul had sent them a letter of rebuke. To their credit, they sent word back that they had repented and would try to live more fitting lives. In today's reading, we hear this most wonderful metaphor of us being clay jars filled with treasure. The treasure, of course, is God's word, God's grace, God's love, God's blessing for the world. And we are the clay jars. Now, the thing about clay jars is that none of them looks particularly special. In use, they can be a bit fragile. They might have bits chipped off them or little cracks from time to time. And we sometimes might feel that we're not a particularly good disciple. Maybe we think we don't pray enough, or we're not smart enough, or we're not worthy of God's love. But this image of us as clay jars tells us we don't need to worry about that. We are filled with the treasure of God to share with the world, and it's to be expected that we'll have a few dents and a few cracks in us. Our worth doesn't come from being pristine. Our worth comes from the treasure inside of us. So however you are feeling today, just remember that God made you like a clay jar. God knows that you are a good creation and you have God's treasure within you. And so we now come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything that you would like to pray for, if you choose to put it in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to pray for your intention in real time. I've just got a little message from Facebook saying that they've had to lower our stream quality because of extra pressure on the servers and things. So hopefully it's all still coming through. But if it's coming through of a less high quality than normal, I think that's probably just the internet being under strain. Anyway, we are a praying and prayerful community. And as a reminder of that, we do make our commitment to pray for and with each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, My name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna, I'm the assistant curator, St John's, and just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Once again, we hold in our prayers people who have been racially abused on social media. This week, we think especially of the cricketers who have taken part in the new 100 competition only to receive racist abuse. Give us courage, O God, to challenge and call out such behaviour. We continue to pray for Laura and for Stephanie. And with Rachel, we continue to pray for Beth. We pray for Troy and for Emma and for Gaynor and for Rob. With Lou, we pray for her house move next Sunday. We pray that her new house will be a blessing to her, a place of safety and joy and refreshment. With Vanessa, we pray for all those undergoing chemotherapy. And we hold Jane in our hearts. With Amy, we pray for her nanny and granddad in Kent. We pray for their health. With Bjorn, we continue to remember those who lost their lives in the severe floods in Germany last week. We pray for Amy's mum, and we hold Amy's granddad in our hearts. We commend to God Marjorie Pentoni, Heather, a member of our community, and Floyd Evans, who have all died recently, and whose funerals will take place soon. And we also hold before God Archdeacon Sue Pennington, who died peacefully but unexpectedly at her home this weekend. We pray for all bereaved family and friends. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for being with us today and for being part of St. John's community. A welcome to Laura and to Helen, who often watch us on Catch Up, and anyone else who's watching us just after we do this live. If anyone would like to attend St. John's in person next week, do let us know and we'll book you a pew. The live stream, of course, will take place at 4 o'clock as usual, and it's available on the phone 1 hour later at 5 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us, and you're very much part of our community. Now, here's Lorna with God's blessing for each and every one of us.
The God of all grace, who called you by his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
We'll end today by saying hello to Beverly, who joins us from Bradford, West Yorkshire. Great to have you back. Hope you're well. And now some photos from St. John's this morning. It was a little less sunny than last week, and thankfully a little less warm. And we had our usual sprinkling of visitors. We wish you a blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog He.